passing from the Digha Nikaya to the Majjhima Nikaya, or collection of middle-length discourses, we find a detailed exposition of the 10 precepts in the important Sevitabba Asevitabba Sutta, or discourse on what is to be followed and what is not to be followed. Majjhima Nikaya, number 114. The exposition is given not by the Buddha but by Sariputta, who explains to the monks what he understands to be the meaning in full of what has just been spoken by the Buddha in brief. There are two kinds of bodily conduct, the Buddha has told them, two kinds of vocal conduct, and two kinds of mental conduct, as well as two kinds of arising of thought, two kinds of assumption of perception, two kinds of assumption of views, and two kinds of assumption of individuality. And in the case of each dyad, there is one kind which should be followed, and one which should not be followed. Sariputta explains this by distinguishing between that kind of bodily conduct, etc., as a result of which unskilled akusala states of mind grow much, and skilled kusala states decrease, and that kind as a result of which unskilled states of mind decrease, and skilled states of mind grow much. The first kind should be followed, the second kind should not be followed. Applying this to bodily conduct, vocal conduct, and mental conduct, the four other dyads appear to be treated as subdivisions of mental conduct, he describes in each case what kind of conduct makes unskilled states of mind grow and skilled states decrease, and vice versa. In this way, he describes in some detail the 10 akusala dhammas from which a man should abstain, and the 10 kusala dhammas which he should observe and cultivate, i.e. he describes the 10 precepts. Significantly, it is only bhikkhus or monks who are present throughout the sutta. As an example of Sariputta's exposition, all of which is approved and in fact repeated verbatim by the Buddha, let me quote part of his explanation of the content of the 8th and 9th precepts, i.e. abstention from covetousness and from malevolence, and the cultivation of their opposites. First, he is careful to make clear what it is he is explaining. In expositions of this sort, we can, perhaps, see the beginnings of the Abhidharma, with which the name of Sariputta is, of course, associated. Sariputta begins by quoting what the Buddha has said, and then he comments on it. I, monks, here the Buddha is speaking, say that mental conduct is of two kinds, one of which is to be followed, and the other which is not to be followed. And there is this disparity in mental conduct. This was said by the Lord. In reference to what was it said? Revered sir, if a certain kind of mental conduct is followed, and unskilled states of mind grow much, skilled states of mind decrease, this kind of mental conduct is not to be followed. And what kind of mental conduct, revered sir, does a man follow, that unskilled states of mind grow much in him, skilled states of mind decrease? As to this, revered sir, someone is covetous. He covets that which is the property of another, thinking, oh, might that which is the other's be mine. He is malevolent in thought, corrupt in mind and purpose, and thinks, let these beings be killed, or slaughtered, or annihilated, or destroyed, or may they not exist at all. If this kind of mental conduct is followed, revered sir, unskilled states of mind grow much, skilled states of mind decrease. And what kind of mental conduct, revered sir, does a man follow, that unskilled states of mind decrease in him, skilled states of mind grow much? As to this, revered sir, someone is not covetous. He does not covet that which is the property of another, thinking, oh, might that which is the other's be mine? He is not malevolent in thought, not corrupt in mind and purpose, but thinks, let these beings, free from enmity, peaceable, secure and happy, look after self. If this kind of mental conduct is followed, revered sir, unskilled states of mind decrease, skilled states of mind grow much. When the Lord said, I, monks, say that mental conduct is of two kinds, one of which is to be followed, and the other which is not to be followed, and there is this disparity in mental conduct, it was said in reference to this.